With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Syrian government has collapsed, falling to a lightning rebel offensive that seized control of the capital early this morning. Crowds are in the streets this hour celebrating the end of the Assad family's 50 years of iron rule. Bashar Assad has fled the country, his departure this morning bringing to a dramatic close nearly 14 years of struggle to hold on to power in a brutal civil war. Assad's exit stands in stark contrast to his first months as Syria's unlikely president back in 2007. Amtrak's future funding is uncertain after setting a passenger record this year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ridership on Amtrak reached a record high this year, nearly 33 million customer trips. In 2021, Congress approved $22 billion for the country's passenger railroad in the massive bipartisan infrastructure bill. However, Amtrak's future funding is uncertain. President-elect Donald Trump repeatedly sought to cut Amtrak's funding during his first term in office. Despite this year's record ridership, Amtrak still lost money. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Stellantis joint venture with Samsung SDI has won a commitment from the Energy Department for up to $7.5 billion in loans to help build two electric vehicle plants in Kokomo, Indiana.
The project being built by Star Plus Energy LLC is expected to create at least 2,800 jobs at the plants and hundreds more at parts suppliers. Star Plus has to meet technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the government will fund the plan. It's unclear whether the loan will be funded before President-elect Donald Trump, a critic of electric vehicle projects, takes office on January 20th.
And the nuclear submarine USS Arkansas was christened yesterday. This is SRN News. Would you trust an artificial intelligence program designed to look like Christ with your innermost thoughts and troubles? Well, researchers have released findings from a two-month experiment with such a program in a Catholic chapel in Switzerland, where an avatar of Jesus on a computer screen took questions from visitors and offered responses based on Scripture. Critics say there is no substitute for an actual relationship with Christ, and that an AI program can hardly have the mastery of Scripture that even a clergyman has. About 900 people used the program. Attorneys for a transgender athlete have sued the Minnesota Supreme Court, urging this court, rather, to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the state's Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds he is a man. This is SRN News. Work-life balance is not working for a lot of women.
The reason why is because roughly half of working women reported feeling stressed a lot of the day, compared to about 4 in 10 men. A recent Gallup report suggests that competing demands of work and home comprise part of the problem. Working women who are parents or guardians are more likely than men who are parents to say they have declined or delayed a promotion at work because of personal or family obligations. And mothers are more likely than fathers to strongly agree that they are the default responders for unexpected child care issues. Ron Taylor reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 8th. It's the 343rd day of 2023. There are just 23 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1941, the U.S. entered World War II as Congress declared war against Imperial Japan a day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. This is SRN News.